Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week on the show, we're continuing our 100th birthday celebration of the Divine One, Miss Sarah Vaughan. Vaughan would have turned 100 years old on March 27th, 2024. Last time, I took a deep dive into her work during the 1950s, where she recorded both jazz and pop records for the Mercury label. And this hour, I'll explore her work in the following decade and the many recordings she made for the Roulette label and beyond. It's Sassy Swings Again, Sarah Vaughan in the 1960s. Coming up next on Afterglow.
And the angels ask me
Sarah Vaughan in 1962 with Victor Scherzinger and Johnny Mercer's I Remember You. That comes from her album titled Snowbound, a beautiful record with strings arranged by Don Costa. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the work of the legendary jazz singer Sarah Vaughan in the 1960s. Vaughan would have turned 100 years old on March 27, 2024, just a few weeks ago. In 1960, Sarah Vaughan made the move from the Mercury record label to Roulette Records. Her label mates on Mercury, Dinah Washington and Billy Eckstine, had done the same thing around this time. At Mercury, she was creating both straight-ahead jazz records and bubblegum pop singles. But when she moved to Roulette, Vaughan followed in the footsteps of Joe Williams and other jazz pop crooners, leaning into romantic balladry. Her first album for the label, titled Dreamy, featured a 29-piece orchestra arranged by her longtime pianist Jimmy Jones. Vaughan's elegant singing voice adapts beautifully to this romantic style, even though this change in tone was pushing away some of her more diehard jazz fans. Let's hear a track from this album now. This one also features Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. This is Sarah Vaughan in 1960 with I'll Be Seeing You on Afterglow.
It ain't no use of a hanging round. It ain't no use. I put you down. There's no love left in my heart. None left in my heart for you. It ain't and you've been wrong so many times. Now I'm through. The best years, the best of my years you have wasted. You caused so many tears, but the time has come, and you must pay. It just ain't no more for you to say. Just ain't no more for you to say. Take your love, take your love and go away. When you leave, please, please don't return. Cause there ain't no use, ain't no use. The best of my years you have wasted, just plain wasted away. You caused so many tears, so many tears, so many tears, but the time has come, now you must pay, 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 pay. It ain't no more for you to say. Take your love and go your way. When you leave, please, please don't return. It ain't no use, it ain't no use, it ain't no use, it ain't no use, no use, no
Sarah Vaughan in October 1960 with the R&B standard Ain't No Use that comes from her album called The Divine One, an album that singer Etta Jones praised as being one of her favorites. Before that, we heard The Divine One, Sarah Vaughan, in April 1960 with I'll Be Seeing You off of her album titled Dreamy. Both of those albums were for Roulette Records, and both featured Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet. While on the Roulette label, Sarah Vaughan also recorded her first official album with noted bandleader Count Basie. The two had worked together in the past. They had toured together, performing live in notable venues like Birdland and Carnegie Hall. And she had even recorded albums with several members of Basie's band, but never with the Count himself, due to label restrictions. In 1961, they released the album called Count Basie and Sarah Vaughan, a hard-swinging record with arrangements by the great trumpeter Thad Jones. Here's a track from that album now. This is Sarah Vaughan with Count Basie and his orchestra, performing a song that had been in Vaughan's repertoire since at least the 1950s, the jazz standard Perdido, on Afterglow.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Toledo while chancing a dance fiesta. Bolero, he glanced as I danced a bolero, said take an office sombrero, let's meet for a sweet siesta. Since then has my heart been Perdido. No, I must go to Toledo, that yearning to lose Perdido. Sabalee, dum da dum dum do ba doom do weep do. Oh, Petito. Ooh, 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 Petito. Ooh, 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 Petito. While chanting a dance fiesta. Petito. Ooh, 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 Petito. Oh, Petito. Let's meet for a sweet siesta.
After you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you ever, ever, ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone away. After you're gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you ever, ever, ever had. There'll come a time, don't forget it, there'll come a time you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, you'll want me only. After you're gone away. There's no denying you feel blue, you feel sad, you miss the dearest pal you ever, ever, ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, you'll want me only. After you're gone, after you're gone.
Sarah Vaughan in 1963 with After You're Gone. That comes from her album The Explosive Side of Sarah Vaughan, arranged by Benny Carter. Before that, we heard her in 1961 with the jazz standard Perdido, off of the album Count Basie and Sarah Vaughan, arranged by Thad Jones. Sarah Vaughan's work for Roulette Records in the 1960s also included some more intimate LPs featuring just bass and guitar. The first record of this nature was called After Hours, recorded in New York City in 1961 with guitarist Mundell Lowe. The follow-up was called Sarah Plus Two, recorded in Los Angeles in 1962 with guitarist Barney Kessel. While the two LPs consist of mostly quiet ballads, they're also some of her jazziest work of the decade. Let's hear a track from each of these albums now. First, this is Sarah Vaughan and guitarist Mundell Lowe in 1961 with Rodgers and Hammerstein's My Favorite Things on Afterglow.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite.
bells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so Kilago. How empty it seems, with only my dreams. Strange cargo may come to Kilago, but where is the face? My heart won't erase the moontide rolling in from the sea. Is lonely and it always will be. Just watching the shore to find you once more. Kilago, alone on Kilago, how empty it seems, with only my dreams. Kilago, but where is the face? My heart won't erase the moontide rolling in from the sea. Just watching the shore to find you once more.
two tracks from two of Sarah Vaughan's more intimate albums from the 1960s. Just now we heard the song Key Largo by Benny Carter from Vaughan's 1962 album Sarah Plus Two. Before that we heard My Favorite Things from the 1961 album After Hours. While working for Roulette Records in the 1960s, Sarah Vaughan got to work with a number of famous arrangers and conductors. Among them were some notable names, like the brash and fiery Billy May and the exciting up-and-comer Quincy Jones. Sarah and Quincy had already worked together in the past, in fact. He had arranged her 1959 album for Mercury called Vaughan and Violins, featuring a winning arrangement of the track Misty.
Ooh, look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree.
In the 1960s, they worked together on a ballad album called You're Mine, You, which features mostly string arrangements, as well as on a few singles, where both get to show off their jazz and R&B chops a little bit. Let's hear one of those singles now. First in this set, this is Sarah Vaughan and arranger Quincy Jones in 1962 with One Mint Julep on Afterglow.
Papa, father, he said, I saw you when you kissed my daughter.
I looked into them their eyes. You got a certain little cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. No, darling, I'm falling. Going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping. You sure started something with them their eyes. You better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them. There's danger lurking in them their eyes. We'll be right back. looked into them their eyes. You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them their eyes. They make me feel so happy. They make me feel so blue. No, darling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping. It sure started something with them eyes. You better watch them if you're wise. They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them. Them there. You're overworking them, danger lurking in them.
Sarah Vaughan and arranger Billy May in 1960 with the jazz standard Them There Eyes. Before that, we heard Vaughan with arranger Quincy Jones in 1962 with One Mint Julep. We'll have more from Sarah Vaughan and her work in the 1960s in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the 1960s work of Sarah Vaughan this hour. Vaughan would have turned 100 years old just a few weeks ago. In the first part of the decade, she was very active on Roulette Records, recording 13 LPs in about a five-year stretch. Many of the albums she recorded for the label were ballad albums, highlighting her expressive and sultry voice in often dramatic fashion. And some of her work even evoked her gospel roots, particularly the 1963 album Sarah Sings Soulfully, which featured organ and soulful arrangements by Gerald Wilson. Sarah Sings Soulfully was a tough recording session for her, having just gone through a divorce with her husband C.B. Atkins at the time. At one point during the session, the police came to inform her that her ex had run away, taking their daughter with him. Sarah was devastated, but incredibly, she was able to perform with no disruption. Gerald Wilson said it was, quote, remarkable how she could do this with all that was going on around her at that moment. Let's hear a soulful track from that album now. This is Sarah Vaughan in 1963 with Round Midnight on Afterglow.
Supper time, I'm sad. Then it really gets bad. Memories always start after sundown. It begins to tell round midnight, around midnight. I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad round midnight. Memories always start round midnight. Round midnight, haven't got the heart to stand those men.
when my heart is still with you. And oh, midnight knows it too. When some quarrel we had needs mending, does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find you're out of my arms and I'm out of my mind. Let all love take wing some midnight, round midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and sound when old midnight comes around. Just let our love take wing and let the angels sing your returning. Please let our love be safe and sound when old midnight comes. Far away, you're always on my mind. Every lonely day I long to hold you near. I wish that you were here instead of being always on my mind. What am I to do? All my life I long to give my love to you. I'm a hopeless case. There's no one else for me. Forever you will be the only one. Make the hands of time go faster than they've ever gone before. Must they go so slow till you return to me? I know that someday when the fates are kind, I will hold you in my arms forevermore. Till then, you know for sure there's no one else. You're always on my mind. On my mind.
Sarah Vaughan with the song Always On My Mind from her 1963 album The Lonely Hours, arranged by Benny Carter. Before that, we heard Round Midnight from her 1963 album Sarah Sings Soulfully. Sarah Vaughan's contract with Roulette ended in 1964. They worked her pretty hard, often too hard. She recorded 13 LPs and many other singles for the label, experimenting with different genres and pushing the boundaries of her vocal style. One particularly interesting album was a 1963 LP titled Sarah Slightly Classical, which is, as you may expect, a quasi-operatic album featuring pop adaptations of classical works.
The moon is there for us to share, but where are you? A night like this.
It definitely shows off that slightly classical side to Vaughan's voice, a skill that was completely self-taught. Her family could never afford classical singing lessons. However, the album is definitely an outlier in her catalog. Her final recording for Roulette, the LP Sweet and Sassy from 1964, was much more jazz-forward. The LP featured energetic arrangements by another up-and-comer, Lalo Schifrin. He had been a big fan of Vaughan and her abilities, and so he tried to test her vocal strength with some wild ideas. We'll hear a particularly wild track from that album now. This is Sarah Vaughan with I Got Rhythm on Afterglow.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him around my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man, who could ask for anything more, who could ask for anything more? I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him around my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man who could ask for anything more, ask for anything more. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures, I got my man who could ask for anything more. Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him around my door. I got daylight, I got sweet dreams, I got my man who asked for anything more, who could ask for anything more.
Sarah Vaughan in 1963 with I Got Rhythm from her final album for Roulette Records titled Sweet and Sassy. By 1964, Sarah Vaughan had returned to her former label, Mercury Records, where she would spend the next 3 years. One of the creative heads at Mercury at this time was Quincy Jones, who helped shape her sound. Q was becoming increasingly focused on pop recordings at this time. This meant that Vaughan would end up recording a few albums of pop crossover tunes, which weren't quite the right musical fit.
How gentle is the rain that falls softly on the meadow.
In addition, she also recorded an album that capitalized on the pop bossa nova craze, which at least got a chance to highlight her ability a bit more.
Young and handsome, the boy from Ipanema goes a walking, and when he passes, each one he passes goes when he walks.
One big success at Mercury was a live recording Sarah Vaughan made at the Tivoli Gardens Concert Hall in Copenhagen, Denmark. The album Sassy Swings the Tivoli is widely considered to be one of her best live recordings, a high watermark of her work in the 1960s. And let's hear a track from it now. This is Sarah Vaughan live at the Tivoli in July 1963 with I Feel Pretty on Afterglow.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright and so pretty. I hardly can believe it's real. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel and so pretty. I hardly can believe it's real. See that pretty girl in that mirror there? Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning, oh so stunning. Feel like running and jumping for joy, for I'm loved by a pretty stunning. Feel like running and jumping for joy, for I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy. For I'm loved by a pretty, wonderful boy.
Sarah Vaughan live in Denmark in 1963 with Bernstein and Sondheim's I Feel Pretty. That comes from her album Sassy Swings the Tivoli. Sarah Vaughan's final two records for Mercury in the 1960s are considered by many critics to be some of her best of the decade. The album It's a Man's World, featuring songs about men or with men's names in their title, and the album Sassy Swings Again, both bring her back to her jazz roots. Many notable jazz names like Hal Mooney, Bob James, J.J. Johnson, Freddie Hubbard, and Thad Jones were all featured on these records. Combine these jazz greats with some quality jazz standards and you have two excellent albums. Unfortunately, they were also the singer's final albums of the decade. Due to changing musical tastes, her contract with Mercury was not renewed in 1967. And this jazz great spent the next 4 years without a record label. She would emerge again in 1971, reinventing herself and modifying her sound for the times. But that's a story for another day. To close off this episode about her work in the 1960s, let's hear a track from her final two Mercury albums, both from 1967. First, from the album It's a Man's World, this is Sarah Vaughan with My Man. On Afterglow.
It cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired, you bet. But all that I soon forget with my man. Not much for looks, and nowhere here or out of books, is my man. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him.
I don't know why I should. He isn't good. He isn't true. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. You'll never know. All my life is just despair, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright. Oh, it's bright. It's bright and it's all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am his forever. All my life is just a spare, but I don't care when he takes me in his arms. Oh, the world is bright, 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 bright and all right. What's the difference if I say when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? Wherever my man is, whatever my man is, I'm his forever. I'm his forever.
Those rails are thrumming all aboard.
Sarah Vaughan in 1967 with Take the A-Train from her album Sassy Swings Again. Before that, we heard My Man from her album It's a Man's World. Those two recordings from 1967 were among her final recordings of the 1960s. And thanks for tuning in to this Sarah Vaughan edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chella, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.